So I will call to order this meeting of the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission of June 22nd, 2022 to order and begin our meeting by acknowledging that we're holding this meeting on the traditional lands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. And we will have a roll call, which I'm just going to pull up my forgive my fingers on my phone here. Going to give a roll call. And we have Commissioners Zeno, Williams, Sullivan, Morgan Ross, Jaggers, Hilsendegger, Cade, and Bartoy in attendance. And with that, we'll move. We have a new section on the agenda. You'll see item 3. It's public comment. So this is it goes out on the agenda so that public can provide comments for this meeting. Have we received any comments, Mr. McKnight?
By now I should know. We have not received any comments for this meeting.
Great. Thank you very much. So we'll go ahead and move on. Is there any additions to the consent agenda? I guess it's not is, it's probably are there any. And I can't see people's hands raising. So if hands are raising, please let me know. Hearing no additions to the consent agenda, is there any objection to moving the consent agenda, approving the consent agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing no objections, the consent agenda is so moved and accepted. And we'll start by excusals this evening. I believe I have one excusal. The vice chair, Jennifer Mortensen, has an excusal. I don't think there's any additional. We have no minutes for approval this evening. And there was one administrative review while we were gone from each other for fire station number 4. So noted. And then we can move into item number 5, which is the board briefing on 421 North Sheraton. So Mr. McKnight, is there a staff report?
I'm going to defer this to Ms. Johnson.
Oh, Ms. Johnson.
Yes, thank you. Agenda item 5A, 421 North Sheraton Ave. This is for new construction. This proposed new construction would occupy an empty lot at 421 North Sheraton Ave within the North Slope Historic District. The houses on either side were built in 1895 and 1904. Both are contributing structures within the district. The commission packet includes a plan set along with front and rear elevations for the proposed project. The new design is for a two-story residence with a full basement. The foundation would be 15 by 50 feet long with added front and back porches slash decks. The overall ridge height for the proposed structure is 25 feet. The front gable roof will have a 6-12 pitch and composition shingles. The exterior walls will be clad with wood-lap siding. There will be windows on all sides of the building. On the front elevation, there will be 4 4-foot by 5-foot picture windows featuring custom glass set into the exterior wall with exterior custom wood trim. According to the project narrative, side and rear windows will be gelled when clad wood double hung windows, also with exterior custom wood trim. Side and rear windows will be in the following sizes: 3x5, 3x16, 4x3, and 3x2. The front door will be a full glass door to go with the picture windows, and the back door will be a standard exterior door. Staff has requested that side elevations and a site plan be added to the application, and I do have that. I can bring up the additional packet here after we go through. I will skip going through the guidelines. I'm sure everyone read them. Action requested, this is a briefing. Design feedback is sought prior to the final submittal. And here we have the application. So, Chair, would you like me to run through the additional pages first or the packet first?
Either one. You can run through the packet if you'd like, if that's easier, or whichever is easier for you.
You know what? I will hop over to what our applicant sent in because it's the complete package, the permit. with docs. All right, can everyone see this okay? Try and enlarge it. Whoa, too much. Sorry. So here we have the front and the rear elevation floor plans. This is what, these were not in the original packet, the side elevations. Floor plans, garage. More garage. Oh, sorry, site plan. I think this is also not in the packet that was sent out. And here we have some more details on the proposed window trim, railings, paint scheme. These are the side and rear windows. And this is an example of the style of house. Example of the railing design. These pictures were in the packet, by the way. I believe that's the last page. Staff also wanted to mention that there are some examples, similar design examples that have already been built in the district. I also have those if anyone's curious to see. I will. I will bring those photos up if anyone wants to see them.
Do you want to do that now or wait for?
Sure. Let me stop the share and switch screens. So this is 1002 North I Street. And 1114 and 1116 North K Street. So just to give you a sense of what has already been done for new construction within the district.
These were approved by the commission probably about a decade or more ago, some thereabouts.
Great, thank you. Is that the end of the staff report?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Is there a representative here of the applicant? Is that Mr. Schaub? Oh, I don't think we can hear you. No, doesn't sound like the sound's working.
Can you hear me now?
We can.
Excellent.
Okay. So I'll hand the floor over to you if there's anything you'd like to add. We understand you're coming to the commission for feedback on the design.
Yes, absolutely. I'm pretty excited about this project. I am not a normal home builder, actually. I've done a few renovations in the historic North Slope. One of my favorites, 620 North Beansworth. That was a studs out remodel. And the first time I've gotten to know the commission and the historic North Slope district. My client that owns the property and wants the new build actually tracked me down because of that property. And he was more comfortable asking me to build the house, knowing that the historic nature is the most important aspect of this build, instead of another builder with a bit more experience going from the ground up. I have a lot of experience going from the studs out, but I've never actually laid a new foundation and then built up from that. So cutting my teeth on that, but not cutting my teeth on historic properties. Those are a bit of a passion of mine. So going into this, I would say the biggest hurdle is actually the width of the house. It's not impossible, a little difficult to make a house have the type of historic presence and still only be 15 feet wide. The prior examples were great, but I would still consider them to be missing a little bit to really slide in and match what is in the area. So we would try and do a few other details as shown. One change to the railing, that was what the designer, after looking at it again, thought that the railing needed to be upped a little bit more in its detail than what we previously submitted. So it won't just be the two slats, big gap, two slats. We're actually going with 2x2s with spacing and then a topper on the railing. If we get down to, yes, that. So you see that bottom left picture showing the two columns. Then we want to actually do that detail above with the corbels going down, and then the railing has that additional topper design on it. You see the towards the right of that is the example of that. Same with the window trim. Windows provide a heavy impact, lasting impact to a property. This specific house, we're doing quite a wall of windows on the front, because the front I feel is really where it's going to shine the most. But then we want to do that trim example all the way around the house. As far as siding choices, window choices, the garage is the same as the house. Whatever we're putting in the house, we're doing to the garage. We don't want them to feel like disparate buildings. I had a couple questions about material choices, but that can be whenever is appropriate for that feedback. Are there any questions over what I've went over so far?
Commissioner Williams?
Yeah, so are the windows on the front of the house plate glass? Are they a single light?
Yes, we will be ordering them as a single, not a single pane, as a single unit. There's a custom glass manufacturer that I've used in the past. They can make them double pane, argon, energy efficient, but they come just glass. Yes. So I will be trimming everything out from that.
Yeah, I guess my comments are primarily the windows and the roof pitch. I think you're trying to achieve kind of a Victorian row house look with this. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm glad to see that you've rethought the railing. I think that's acceptable. What I would personally like to see in keeping with the district is you've got a lot of horizontal windows on the sides and in the back and also on the garage. We've primarily asked for either single or double hung vertical windows. And my other comment was I feel like the windows on the front of the house are oversized for the width. I would say maybe that it's not going to leave you much room for trim between the windows to kind of achieve the look that you're kind of going after. So I would personally like to see that be more of a single hung or a double hung window on the front. That's more like a, in keeping with the size of the doors, instead of, windows that are plate glass across the front, which is a very modern look. I'd prefer to see the windows downsized, maybe instead of being, I think right now they're 5x6. Is that correct?
4x5.
Yeah. So maybe if you were to go, 3x5 on those two windows and have a two light window that opens, and then go with more of a vertical, single or double hung on the sides and in the back, I would be fine with this design at that point. I'd also think that you might want to increase the the pitch of the roof a little bit more, just because, you know, you're kind of using an example that was a flat roofed example of a Victorian row house. Whereas I think if we had a little bit more pitch on this roof, I think it would be more attractive and in keeping with the district. So those are my comments.
Thank you so much. Very, very valid comments. I would like to note that the side windows are all vertical opening double hung. So when they're annotated as 6 foot wide, that's actually two different 3 foot wide windows essentially joined together. So no sliders, that's not historically appropriate.
Okay, yeah, just be sure that your drawings reflect that, because the drawings that we have here look like they're horizontal sliders.
Okay, I'll make sure that that's annotated. But yeah, the Geldwin aluminum clad doesn't even come in horizontal slider. That's the feedback. The front, yes, I can reduce the windows. Really would rather not. That's a lot of the look and the design, especially in the interior of the house, for that front room to not feel closed off. We'd like to get as much as possible. But absolutely can readjust that. The pitch, I would need a little help from you guys. So I'm limited to 25 feet because of the width of the lot for the building height measured to the midpoint of the roof. I have used every bit of that I can. If I can go taller, I would love a higher pitch. That is absolutely more appropriate for this style of house. And I would pitch it much steeper if I could.
Commissioner Helsendegger.
Thank you, Chair. So in looking at the packet, the pages that we received, I couldn't tell from the rear elevation where the windows were going to be, because the view of the back just didn't show any windows. Was I looking at that correctly? If we could go back there.
You are correct. The architect made a mistake in not adding in a window. He fixed it on the floor plan, but he did not on this rear elevation. We will need to add that. It should be a window on the second floor. There's a single window, well, two double hung windows in the upstairs back bedroom.
And then it looked like the same thing in one of the side views.
Yes, that was actually purposeful. So the house on that side that has no windows is built really, really close to their lot line, maybe 2 feet off. And I'm having to use every bit of buildable space. So this house will only be 5 feet from our lot line. So maybe a 7 foot separation, I'd almost be able to touch building to building. So due to that, I didn't want to have any large windows looking directly into their home. I believe there was a change for two stairwell windows that did not reflect on the side elevation. If you go to the, yeah, so there should have been two smaller windows on this one side, but it's also going to be because of the proximity of the neighboring building, very difficult to get a visual of the side. If there is a specific part that you want me to add a window, more just to balance the idea of it, I'm definitely open to that. But those are the reasons that we kind of made the floor plan such that the staircase and hallway took that side of the building.
I think I'd be interested in seeing the concept of just a few windows on that side of the building. I know that it's close, but I've been in some houses where you are close, like you're talking about, and sometimes they would offset the window based on where the window was in the neighboring house, just to get some light in there. Because when I saw this pull up here, I was just kind of struck by how blank it looked on that side with no windows at all. So I'd be interested in seeing if there's some way to incorporate some more windows there.
Absolutely. And like I mentioned before, we do have the plan for two smaller windows, essentially right above head height, at the bottom of the stair and at the top of the stair going to the second floor, and it's on that side. My designer would prefer, if we're going to add windows, they stay taller, more of a transom style window. And that would solve the getting natural light from that side, breaking up the monotony of siding, and still providing full privacy between buildings, if that's acceptable.
Okay, great. Maybe next time you come to the commission, we could just see some updates to that so we can see how it, how those lay out. That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Kate?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for this presentation and for your design. I appreciate the thought that's gone into it and your interest in the neighborhood and preservation. You said the house is 50 feet deep, plus there's a garage, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so is there much yard left?
Yes, actually the yard is extremely deep. Let's see, I have the site plan. Is 130 feet deep as far as the yard goes. The client wanted almost all of that yard to be the front. So the building is set back right now, 45 feet from the front lot line. And then all they wanted in the backyard was the minimum backyard space that Tacoma desires.
So does that shade the neighboring yards?
The reason it's set back so much is so that it doesn't hinder the view from the building on, if you're looking at this new build, the building towards the left is actually a fourplex, and that has a partial view of Rainier when it's sunny. So the clients actually own that building and wanted this set a little bit farther back so as to make sure not to hinder that. But the building height being only 25 feet won't greatly affect either way.
Okay.
The other buildings are much, much bigger.
Thank you. And actually, that's why I understand the comment about the, you know, higher, a steeper pitch being probably more architecturally correct, I guess, for the neighborhood and for the style of house. But that would be a reason that I would rather not see a higher, steeper and higher roof, just to avoid avoid shading. Is there a door in the back? Looks like there's not a way to get out and back to the garage. Is that also along with the window? Is that something that's not in the plan?
Yes, my apologies. I'm pretty sure the architect updated that. I may not have included the recent update. I will correct that mistake. But yes, there's a door, essentially that hallway leading from the kitchen area, doorway immediately facing the backyard.
Okay. And what about the tree in the planting strip? Is that going to be removed?
Are you talking about the between the sidewalk
Chinese,
and street?
The Chinese chestnut that's looks like it's 100 years old or something.
Absolutely not. That is not an option to touch, mess with. The tree is phenomenal. I've been on site and no, again, we're backing the house off 45 feet. Another reason is that that's not an option.
Thank you very much. A lot of neighborhoods will, a lot of people in the neighborhood will be very happy to hear that. Thank you. That was all my questions. Thank you.
Great, Commissioner Kidd. Commissioner Williams?
Yeah, I noticed that the basement is half height, and I'm wondering if you could solve your height problem by having the basement level be at ground level so that you don't have to build up the front of the house quite so tall. And that way, maybe you could pick up, you know, keeping your height restriction, pick up a steeper roof pitch on it, just an observation.
I can do that. That really limits the natural light that the basement can get, as well as due to the water tables in Tacoma. It comes with a fairly hefty cost going much deeper in the basement. But again, absolutely can reduce it from our research and my designer's research into this style of home, having that elevated porch is actually something that she was specifically wanting to get after.
Commissioner Cape?
Well, I guess given a choice between the two, I'd rather see the raised basement and the lowered pitch. I mean, it'd be great to have both, but I think that I guess my preference would be the current design that has the raised basement. I would be concerned too about, I don't know if you're planning to put bedrooms in the basement, but you've got to have egress windows, and that might make that difficult if you lower the basement.
Thank you, Commissioner. Other commissioners? Is there any additional information, Mr. Schaub, or any additional questions you had for the commission for feedback?
Yes. So the designer wanted to add cedar shake style siding to the gables of the buildings. Wanted scalloped, but I'm unable to source a wood scalloped product. So if anybody knows of a material for that, and if that's appropriate from the commission's point of view to add to the gable, we would like to make that change as well.
Commissioners, I think we can comment on the style, but not on the product. Can I give recommendations to a product? Any commissioners have thoughts on scallop shingles in the gable end? Ms. Johnson, could you scroll to the gable? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, part of the reason that the designer gave me that feedback is because she feels quite strongly that any historically appropriate house needs a 3-color on paint. And there needs to be a differentiating siding choice so that color then makes sense. Also, I'm not prepared right now, but I believe I'm going to be requesting adding some crown molding under the eaves on the front and some dental molding on the front of the house to be able to facilitate specifically that third color.
Any comments from the commission? Mr. Williams?
One last thing, just wondering, as part of the final submission, there will be we'll have photos of the adjoining houses on either side, is that correct, as part of the final application?
I'm sorry, I missed that last bit. Can you repeat, please?
Oh, sure. I'm just wondering, I'm on the final packet, it would be good to have reference photos of the surrounding homes on either side for size and scale. And normally setbacks are averaged as far as, you know, what's able to be built. So I'm assuming you've already researched that to know that you're able to do a 45-foot setback in the front, which sounds like it's significantly farther back on the lot than probably the houses on either side. But I wanted to bring that up, and I think it'd be helpful if the final packet has some reference photos of what's existing.
Yes, I can absolutely include the photos and probably try and mock up a site plan that includes the neighboring parcels to kind of have that top-down view of where they're all ending up.
Any additional or any comment, commissioners, on the shingle, dental, crown molding? Hearing no opinions one way or the other. Anything else, Mr. Shub?
Oh, that was it.
Do you have what you need from the commission, do you think, at this point?
Yes, my do outs. I need to update the side windows on the side that is showing none to add the ones that I was already planning on, do a relook, see if I can add some more. narrow the front windows by a foot each so that there's some more separation between them. Annotate the windows as double hung. I'm missing the back door on the floor plan. I need to add that. And then add some of the reference photos of the properties that are currently there and showcase a bit more how this new build will sit between the properties.
Okay. Was there anything, commissioners, that you didn't hear in that list? Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Schaub. I appreciate you coming before the commission for the design review.
Thank you for having me. And I assume we'll do this again in 2 weeks then after I resubmit.
That will be up to Mr. McKnight and Ms. Johnson.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mr. McKnight?
Oh, well, we'll get to schedule as soon as we can once we get everything together. So we'll be ready for you. And so if we can get it in the next couple of days, we can certainly get the bulk of this application into the to the commission agenda for next week or the next meeting in 2 weeks. As long as we'll talk more, I guess, offline about the our final timelines.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. McKnight. And Commissioner Slessor is in the building, entered the virtual space here. Moving on in the agenda. We have chair's comments, our final portion of the agenda here, number six. I just wanted to remark that Mr. McKnight informed me that Commissioner Sullivan and Commissioner Zeno had interest in forming a, and I forget the official title in the code, a subcommittee of, I forget the, Mr. McKnight, can you make me look smart? It's a difficult thing.
The bylaws have a section on forming advisory committees.
Advisory committees. Yep. So advisory committee. Just so I was going to get it on the agenda. I just wanted Commissioner Sullivan, Commissioner Zeno to know that we'll get that on the agenda for the next meeting to an advisory body, advisory committee. Just to let you know that we did. It was the one that was requested was on DEI, and we did have an advisory. I don't know if it's technically still formed or not. I don't have to look at the bylaws, but we did have one on exactly that issue before the pandemic. So it's great. I really appreciate the interest and kind of energy in moving that forward again. So we'll throw that on the agenda for next time. But I wanted to get my thanks out, commissioners, for bringing that up. Anything else for the good of the order?
And say we appreciate that, Chair. So thank you.
You bet. Okay, I will not be at the next meeting. So Commissioner Vice Chair Mortensen hopefully will be taking my place at the next meeting, but I'll see you again in the meeting after that. And thank you all for your service. And we didn't quite break the record this time, but it's because Ruben's here and that added 7 minutes are his fault. So thanks everyone. I'll adjourn the meeting. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.